Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
All right, time for a little game called Hurdle. It's an audio, you know, musically. You got to pretty much name that tune.
Right.
And it's a game that people are playing all over America, I assume. Right?
Is it? Is it still sweeping the nation?
I don't know. I just like to say that because it gives it some validation on our show.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get to tabloid trash here in just a couple of seconds. Let's see if we can identify this. Here we go. This is clue number one.
We're thinking different things.
Let's do that one again.
You took away my song in my head.
Oh. I switched.
Way to go, Carson.
It's like the final countdown or
way
something.
To go.
Dun, dun, dun. Or Eye of the Tiger?
Eye of the Tiger is a good guess.
Eye of the Tiger?
No, it's not Eye of the Tiger.
That's a good guess, though.
It was a solid guess.
Because it's
solid.
Got that pounce sound.
Yeah.
Pounce, pounce.
Dun, dun, dun.
Clue number two.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know what it's called.
Texnado, you can play along at 51059 if you want to.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, is it the one I'd open?
No.
Oh.
It is that band, though.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
You said one eye open?
Uh-huh. Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
That's her favorite Metallica song.
It is.
Enter Sandman.
It is my favorite.
It's Metallica.
Yeah, it's Metallica.
We know that. Yeah. It's Metallica, right? I don't know one Metallica song.
You don't?
No, not one. So,
I'm trying to think of them.
Yeah, I'm completely out of this one.
Too bad.
Clue number three. Clue number three.
Well, my head works, but I don't know the rest of it.
Is this the actual hurdle today?
No, I made this one because of Stranger Things.
Dude, what are you doing?
Dude, Stranger Things is hot right now. We gotta play this song.
Do you even know our show?
Well, I think he's
Stranger
going along.
Things is one of the most popular things in the world.
I think he's going along with the Kate Bush kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Are you thinking this is going to take off like Kate Bush?
It already has.
It has.
Really?
The rest of us don't know about it.
Yeah, it's not taking off.
It hasn't gone to the general public yet.
One out of, four of us.
You don't drive through my neighborhood and hear this.
By the way, Stranger Things, it came out on Friday.
So yeah.
And some weird people are watching it.
I don't know. My kid watched it. He's not weird.
Know.
Yeah, I know that you don't like it, but it's literally the most popular thing ever. It has like 8 billion streaming minutes right now.
No, it's not that I don't like it. I've never seen it.
But it makes people like Schmidl and my son angry. Because my kid is like literally saying, Mom, why don't you start it now? You're on vacation. Start Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to. I have no interest in it. He's like, oh my God, you're so not cool.
It's so good. It's so, so good. The song's Master of Puppets, by the way.
God, it was such an easy one, too. I can't believe
it. Really is.
I'm disappointed in our show. I really am.
grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm one of those people.
What do you mean?
I'm one of those people. I have to have... You got to see it.
What are you going
to
do?
You got to see it.
Oh, no. It's the spider bite.
Yeah, show me, people.
All right, let me look. Oh, man. You've got a knot there.
Can you see it?
Yes, I see it. It's all red.
I know. See it?
Uh-oh. You got to get to
the
doctor.
Is it moving? Are there things moving in there?
No, it's just a knot.
I know, but isn't that crazy? That was on Saturday, and it still hasn't gone down.
So this thing bit you
at
the cabin.
Yes,
and
I'm going to die.
Did you know when it happened? Did you feel it, or you just started feeling a knot back there?
No, it was after I walked through that spider web, and then I was like, I felt weird.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what is going on? And I was like, whoa, and it just kept growing
No, I'm serious.
Growing.
That looks like it's infected in some way.
I haven't
it's very
scratched
red.
It. It's just, I think it's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's like the ball on it is like as big as a cherry. It's that big.
Oh.
And it hasn't gone down since Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I read all about it. Look at me. Dying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. we have four deadly spiders in Colorado.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I looked it up.
I saw a thing about snakes over the weekend. Funny you should bring up spiders and snakes.
Yes.
But I saw a thing about snakes, and there was like two... rattlesnake species that are really deadly here in Colorado that is pretty much indigenous here.
Like the rattlesnake and then the brown rattlesnake?
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly.
Wally and Larry?
But it's kind of weird that there's more spiders than there are snakes that
I'm
are
concerned.
Poisonous.
I'm so scared.
You know, and when you get something like that from a bite or a bump that you ran into something, you're always rubbing it. It's just right there. Yeah, you can't help it.
See, that is the bad part. The internet is great, but it's also bad. It's great because it tells us all this stuff, right? But then it's bad because you look it up and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I could die from this. Like, literally could die. So it's the, what's the ones in Colorado? Shmadil, if you could look that up.
Yeah.
You got the brown recluse.
Yeah.
The hobo spider. The black widow.
Whoa.
Tarantulas.
Whoa.
And yellow sack spiders.
Yeah.
The yellow sack. I bet
none of us want the yellow sack.
I do. I bet I got him.
You don't want it yellow.
Will you look up what happens with my old yellow sack? Why? Why must it be called the yellow
That'd
sack?
That'd be a great hashtag.
I think it's a
hashtag
great
hashtag yellow sack.
I think it's a great name for a band.
Yeah,
yes. The band name.
This is Yellow Sacks, man! All right, what happens?
The bite is first painless with symptoms developing 2 to 8 hours after the bite.
Uh-huh.
It starts by resembling a mosquito sting and then becomes more painful and swollen.
Oh.
Eventually, it turns into a large surface lesion that will require medical attention.
Oh, no.
A lesion.
The yellow sack gave me a lesion. It's very scary. Very scary.
It really does look like it's painful.
No, it looks
painful.
Bad. Doesn't it look bad? I know. I was thinking it would be gone by now, but it's not. So if I'm not here tomorrow, I'm...
Yeah, keep an eye on that one.
And I'd like to be cremated.
Would you?
Yes. So just so you know. Oh, my God. Did you guys see that TikTok video of that little boy? Oh, it's the funniest
thing.
What
little boy?
So there's a little boy, and he walks in, and he says to his dad, "You've been lying to me. You've been lying to me. I opened up Grandpa's vase, and there's no blood or hair or bones or anything like that." He said, "He's just dust." And he said, "Yeah, it's his ashes." And he said, "What, did he smoke or something?" And he said,
"Makes sense."
And then when he's walking around, he goes, "He's no genie in a bottle."
Oh, my.
But I guess if you're little and you hear that, you know, your grandpa's in there.
What else are you going to think?
You think it's genie in the bottle kind of thing. All right. We were talking earlier about this whole running up that hill thing and the Stranger Things came out on Friday. Kate Bush earned $2.3 million in streaming royalties from her 1985 hit.
Man, she's on a roll then.
Yeah, that is crazy, isn't it? Just from a 19. I mean, I'm sure all those artists from the 80s are like, whoa. Why are they putting my song in there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And it just kind of started here because, I mean, you got to figure there's a lot more to come with this.
Well, yeah, obviously the Metallica, Shmadil thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The scene that it's in is epic. Like,
Whoa.
Beyond epic.
No, yeah, bitchin'.
It's super cool.
Well, if you'd included the scene in there, we would have guessed it.
Yeah, that's on you.
That was
but
important.
I can't get spoilers out. It just came out on Friday.
That's true. So you sat in your recliner, Schmadil, for 3.5 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, 3.5.
You can never make fun of BJ again.
Yeah, never.
3.5 hours you just sat there.
I mean,
TV.
I was watching something way cooler than crime shows, so.
Oh, wow. Look at that shade.
Stranger. Fake fiction stuff, and it's better?
Oh, infinitely.
Dude. Like, what would happen when you went away, like, on vacation? Because you came back all bitchin'.
Yeah. Dude. Look, man, I'm sure it's a good show. A lot of people love it. I just, from what I've read about it, it's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
That's fair.
Stranger.
I don't even know what it's about.
There's a little girl with psychic powers, and she has to battle these, like, monsters that come from another dimension.
Yeah, that seems like something you would like.
Wait a minute. That's not the way it was explained to me. That's right down my alley, man. I love other dimensions.
Wow.
Isn't that goofy?
Well, I mean, think about it. It always surprises me what takes off. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like The Floor is Lava, fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Have you ever watched The Floor is
Lava?
Oh,
come on. No. It's so fun.
Oh, my God.
So
good.
Much fun.
No.
Yeah.
You think The Floor is Lava and then they disappear?
Just the title alone. I would be like, click, click,
but
I'm
but
gone.
But didn't you play that when you were little? You jumped the from
floor
the couch?
Is lava?
Yeah.
We play it now.
So
Frog
see,
and I yeah. play
But now there's a real game show. Oh my God. So
it's awesome. It's epic, yeah.
It really is good. All right. I feel, you know who I feel sorry for is that Brittany Griner. She's the girl that is in Russia. She's in. She's been in jail since February. I know she. You know she made a mistake. But God, you know you're in Russia and they don't like us.
Look. You're a WNBA player. Mm-hmm. You're a superstar in the WNBA. You're in Russia. Russia is not exactly our ally. Okay. You're carrying vapes. That's got. You know, weed or whatever, you've got drugs on you in a foreign country, and you're 7 foot tall. You're going to stand out, okay? They're going to notice the tall chick.
Oh, my God.
They don't have those in Russia.
But don't you feel sorry for her? I mean, you got to still feel sorry for her. She made a mistake. She doesn't deserve this. She wrote to President Biden. She said, as I sit here in Russia alone with my thoughts and without my protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever.
Look, you know, because you went there and I've heard the stories through you. She's better off in Russia than if she were in Thailand.
Singapore.
Or Singapore,
yeah,
right?
Singapore's horrible.
I mean, think about, this is the world, though. I mean, there are certain parts of the world where if you get caught with just the smallest amount of drugs, it's life in prison.
No, it's death. I mean, it's death. So on my stamp where I got it in Singapore, it says death. So you're like,
that's scary.
Now, yeah. Russia, I mean, they're wide open with the vodka, but when it comes to drugs, they crack down over there. And you got to know that if you're traveling there.
Yeah, because even in Singapore, you can only have one pack of gum. That's all you can bring in. They don't want gum there. They don't like gum.
Think about that. Gum. You show up with some, some bubblicious.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, you're up the river, man.
I know. It's the thing because they feel like people stick it everywhere and gets on shoes. And
yeah, litters everything.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, too. I think that she made a huge mistake and, you know, maybe they could work this out, but it doesn't look like the Russians are going to give up on her.
No, they're using her.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't like us because of the whole Ukraine thing. So they're like, ha,
oh, the timing, could it be worse
it's
for
awful.
Her?
I know.
I mean, see, right in the middle of this war that's going on in Ukraine.
And they said that when they brought her into the courtroom or whatever, they make every prisoner be in like a cage.
Yeah.
That is awful. Can you imagine going from this lifestyle, right? We're all good. Yeah. We're all happy. And then you're over there. You're just traveling. And then the next thing you know, you're in hell.
Yeah. And it's only a 5 foot cage. She stumped over, flumped over like this.
Okay, you are
she's seven.
Like being
she's,
stuffed in a suitcase.
Did I mention she's tall?
She's very tall.
She's very tall. Like this, Jamie.
But you know, you do have a good point, and I'm not going to laugh at that because I'm mad at you about this.
What?
But you do have a point. Like, some people should know that they stand out.
Yes!
When you're 7 foot tall woman, you should know, like, They're going to, like, it's like having huge boobs,
yes,
right? When you go through TSA with your big knockers out, they're going to stop you.
Yes. You know? And look at every picture she's in. When they're leading her into the courtroom and stuff, she's 2 feet taller than anybody in the picture.
Yeah.
So. You don't tell me that's going to go through an airport and you're going to flag that?
You're going to be like,
whoa.
Tall girl.
And then her luggage goes through and all you see is a bunch of vape pens with drugs.
Yeah, but wasn't it like the THC? You know what that crap is. Is it the bad stuff or the good stuff?
They said that it's THC, but a lot of people think that it was planted on her on purpose.
Oh.
What? Yeah. Like they wanted
to read that.
Where are you getting your news? Yeah, where's that one from?
I saw that one on Instagram.
The Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You saw it on Instagram?
Yeah.
I don't think Instagram is a news source.
I've never heard
You use Twitter as a news source. That's the same thing.
I've never heard this theory.
Yeah, I've
seen it on a couple different like pages and stuff that they think that they put the
on a couple of different pages
the hash oil on her
on Instagram.
Yeah, so they opened up her suitcase and put it in there.
Yeah,
and zipped it back up.
Uh huh.
And she never noticed.
Nope. They want leverage. They want a POW or whatever.
POW.
Oh my!
Can I just tell you the best advice that the people that sold me the cabin ever told me? They told me to put a POW flag up by my cabin because they said nobody will mess with a POW person. And I was like, that is really great advice. Mm-hmm. So I put one up. Nobody's messed with me.
Let it fly. Right.
So I'm not acting like a POW. I'm saying that I support a POW. Yeah. Hi. See, it's a spider bite. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They have all those different things. Have you ever read the list of things to keep people out of your house, burglars, that it just shows that somebody inside the residence has a gun?
Yeah.
You know, like the boots.
The boots in front
of
the
you take work boots. Yeah, you take an old pair of work boots and set them by the front door on the outside on the porch area. And people see those and they don't come to your house because they know that you've got a gun.
Well, what I did is I took all from Centennial Gun Club. I took all our rootin' tootin' shoot 'em papers. You know how you shoot the paper,
oh,
right?
The targets.
The targets, yeah. And I put them up in all the windows.
Oh, nice.
But I only use my son's because I'm a horrible shot. So I was like, well, that'll tell them when I'm not here that there's somebody with a gun. Aerosmith, Steven Tyler is out of rehab. I guess he went into rehab voluntarily. And what was he doing? Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Anyway, he's out now. But
Was it the story that he hurt himself and he got back on painkillers?
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
He had some type of an accident or something.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Foot surgery or?
Yeah, he had foot surgery, a bunion.
I don't know what
he took off his bunion, and a bunion got him addicted.
It was. I'm telling you, it was something like that.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was something with his foot.
Yeah.
Like a bunion?
I think he broke it. I'm not sure.
Or like an ingrown toenail?
Yeah, it says after foot surgery to prepare for the stage.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Ingrown toenail got him all oxygenified, I guess. Lindsay Lohan, good for her. You know, she is 36 years old, and she married a guy from Dubai. I think I need to go to Dubai.
I do, too.
You know?
Yeah, I think you do, too.
Just go out there, hang out. Put my boobs on a platter.
There seems to be like a millionaire on every street corner in Dubai.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I've never been there, but it sure appears that everybody there is wealthy.
Yeah, and they seem to like American women.
Yeah, they do.
Because I watched that Real Housewives of Dubai.
Right.
And they like the...
Now, I wonder if the guy in Dubai, because he's in Dubai, not, you know, probably U.S. at all, if he knows what a hoe he married.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because she's got a reputation here in America. Do people like the rich guy in Dubai, do they realize that she's, whoo, man, oh, man, she's been around.
I mean, he's got Google.
Yeah, you know. Well, you don't know that.
Has she been thought of as a whore?
Huh?
I never thought of her as a whore.
Oh, I always have.
Lindsay
Lohan? I mean, if you want to be honest about it.
I never thought of her... Really?
Oh, money grubbing. I put that in front of the...
Money grubbing whore.
I didn't want to lock it all together. I was waiting for you to do that. It sounds better coming from you.
Well, no, I knew
about
the money...
I put money grubbing in front of it.
I knew the money grubbing part, but I thought she always tried to stick with people.
Hey, that's pretty cool. You knew the money grubbing part. I knew the whore part. That's
It's crazy, isn't it? That's what makes us such a good team.
It's like a puzzle piece.
No, it just makes us a good team. We get each other.
What is happening? We needed one more day off. One more day off.
I'm just saying.
You know, we all stayed up way too late last night. I feel like all of this town is like, oh, my God, shut up. All right, there you go. Tell me trash.
I think that could be the case.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this, Jamie? A Denver Nugget has just signed the richest contract ever in NBA history.
For the Nuggets? With the Nuggets?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The tall guy. The big guy.
The worm?
Yeah, no. That
Jack?
Close. Close. What's his name?
Hold on.
Joker.
Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. The Jokic dude. Yes,
he's
Jokic.
Very tall.
He signed a contract over the past few days.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no. It's the COVID. He's got the COVID.
No, it's not. It's beef jerky.
What?
Beef jerky.
Oh.
I'm eating beef jerky.
Why are you eating beef jerky?
Because.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
Can I just know how much he made first?
A few million. $264 million over the next 5 years.
$264 over. You know, he seems like a nice guy. He's from
Serbia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he won that MVP award or whatever, right? That
was back him. To back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he came in sideways on a horse like this.
Yeah. He was tending to his horses. Yeah.
Yeah. He was riding one of those, what are they called? The trotters.
Yeah. He was a trotter. And
yeah. The
sideways.
Trotters.
And he's like, oh,
yeah,
I am here to win my award.
Buggy people. Hey, forget about that. I just remembered something.
But,
you know what I did over the weekend?
I don't know. I thought we were on beef jerky.
I ate. That's what reminded me of this.
Okay.
I ate dog food. I didn't realize.
What?
No. We have this basket that's in the pantry. It is full of packets of beef jerky. Well, somehow one of the dog's packages got in there, and I opened it up and took a bite of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is worth beef jerky I've ever had in my life. This stuff is terrible, terrible. My wife goes, well, that's because it's for the dog.
Yeah.
But I ate it. It wasn't half bad. I've had worse.
Well, don't they make treats that are for human consumption.
Yeah, the bacon strips.
Yeah, well, no. I meant at the specialty stores, you can get the thing that you can eat it and the dog can eat it.
You can?
Yeah. It's like they make it like that.
Well, that's the way I've got a shop. Oops. I need to start doing that. You mean like cookies and things of that nature?
So you can share them with your dogs?
Yeah. So that way it's so cute.
You guys can both have your treats together.
Yeah. Do you see them there, Schmidl?
Yeah, there's several different brands, actually.
Yeah, see, it's so it's for you and your dog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. I know a lot about dogs. Ask me anything.
All right.
Okay, fine.
I gotta tell you, it was good to be back on the air today after a couple of weeks off. It's good to be back into our routine. You know what I mean?
Nope.
You don't know what I mean?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right,
it's
everybody.
I think, you know, because everybody stayed up so late last night because of the fireworks. Mm. Did you watch them last night?
No, I went to bed. I went to bed before the fireworks.
It's 4th of July.
I know, but we had to be back at work this morning, so I went to bed like 6:30.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
He's prepared.
Oh, yeah. I got to get my sleep, you know?
Right. Well, tomorrow will be a better day for me.
All right.
Because, I mean, they were shooting them everywhere. There's no way to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, they were shooting them off at 2:30. Mm. Ugh.
Yeah. I never even noticed.
You didn't?
No.
And then there was like an airplane, a single-engine airplane. I swear to God, he was lost at like 3 a.m. Just like flying so
doing
low.
Doing circles.
Can't find the airport. It was a good night.
All right, we got to go. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.